Well, hello from, well, I was going to say sunny England, but the sun's gone in now. The clouds are coming over. And just to introduce myself, I'm Robert Redfern, for those who are new to me. I don't know if anybody is, really, unless you've been hiding under a stone. I'm in England, in Cheshire in England, or Cheshire, as they say in the USA. I've been on the power hour now. In fact, I was just listening to Joyce's voice there, and, you know, it caught me because I wasn't, you know, obviously I'm a little bit nervous. This is the first time I've ever broadcast and carried a radio station. And I was just all tensed up, and all of a sudden Joyce's voice came on advertising. And I go back all the way with Joyce. I first was on the power hour because Joyce had heard about the health point machine that I manufacture. And she asked me to, you know, could she sell it? Could I come on the radio? I said, well, I'd rather come over to Missouri and to Versailles and show it to you. And she said, that's crazy coming all the way over here. I said, well, it's so good. I really can't do it justice on the radio. And so I went over to see Joyce, and she just happened to have a really bad knee at that point in life. I'm going back. This is before 9/11, by the way, folks. So just give you an idea. Anyway, cut a long story short, she was limping away, and I said, well, can I treat your knee? She said, oh, this is too bad. You know, it won't show anything on my knee. So I said, okay, let's just have a go. So I treated Joyce's knee, and she stood up. I said, walk up and downstairs. She said, I can't walk up and downstairs. I said, try it. So she walked up and downstairs. She immediately ran out the front door and started running around her front garden, or, you know, the front field in front of her house, with the dogs chasing her. Because she said, I've not been able to do that for so long. Anyway, so the moral of the story is, when I tell Joyce something works, she knows it works, actually. So that's why the second thing I ever got connected with Joyce about was serrapeptase, which I'll talk about in a little while anyway. But anyway, we go back a long way. And just as I say, it was before 9/11. And in fact, I was with Joyce just a few days after 9/11, and it just happened to be making a visit there anyway from England. And of course, Joyce and Dave were working really hard sorting all the videos out and trying to put together 9/11 in plain sight. And I saw all the stuff and the people that had sent their videos in to show what it was all about. And it was really, really important that I was part of such a thing. My dog might bark, actually, because I'm talking to somebody. But anyway, we've all heard dogs barking anyway. So I'm Robert Redfern. I have a company called Good Health Naturally. And I also have a website, naturalhealthynews.com, where I publish all the things about natural health that's going on. I also go on Facebook, which I'm banned from at the moment. Well, not banned from it. I'm shadow banned. That means that I can post there, but nobody can share those posts. It doesn't go around the world, because I was getting hundreds of thousands of people reading my posts about I call it the conovirus. You might call it the coronavirus. I call it the conovirus. And the reason I call it the conovirus is because whilst it may exist or may not, I'm not going to go into that, but it certainly isn't anything worthwhile worrying about. Unhealthy people should always worry about being unhealthy. Not just because there's a virus, not just because there's flu. They should always worry about being unhealthy, because people do die. And that's a fact of life. You know, there's 50 million people a year die around the planet. Heart disease is the biggest killer. Lung disease is the second. All the different lung diseases are the second one, and go on down. And it's crazy for us to be unhealthy when we don't need to be. That's what I'm about. And normally I've got Daniel asking me questions, but now I'm just live and I'm just talking, and I'll keep talking. What I want to do today, I just want to tell you about what's going on over here. Then I want to go through three of my books. I have 35 books, everything from macular degeneration to lung disease, to heart disease, to diabetes, to infertility. I just go on and on. And but I want to go to three of my books, because certainly the heart book, and certainly the eyesight, because many people are being told by eye doctors that there's nothing can be done. You can't get your eyesight back. And you can very, very quickly. I just want to go through that. And also the lung health. So the two biggest killers on the planet, and COVID-19 is not a biggest killer. It's a puny amount of people. More people commit suicide. In fact, more young people are committing suicide than die from coronavirus. If they ever did die from coronavirus, I don't know, because they even put down a person that died in a car crash or a motorcycle accident as dying from coronavirus. So, but there again, I have no faith in doctors. I have no faith in the pharma medical cartel at all. Both my parents died. My mother was 62. My father was 64. My mother died of lung disease. My father died of cancer. And this was 35 years ago. And this is what got me into natural health, because I was 40 then. And it really was a time when you think, you know, well, you've got three children and your wife, and that doesn't leave me very long to go, you know, just 12 years. And so I started researching why they died, really, and researching health. But then I realized that, or I found really, that natural health was the way forward. There is no way forward other than natural health. Drugs don't help you. They just make you feel a little bit better. But if heart disease and lung disease was curable by doctors, it wouldn't be the biggest killers in the world, and it is. So the fact is that they give you things which will make you feel better. And it might, sometimes they'll put a stent in and whatever, and you go, oh, great, wonderful. But then it starts to come back again, because it hasn't fixed the problem. The stent or stint has just resolved it. So my parents died, and I changed my life then. I changed my life, my health, and my, in fact, we were living in a small holding, which is just a couple of acres with goats and ducks, and just trying to live a fairly healthy life. But then we left that, gave it all up, and started to, you know, really start a business. And we've been involved in a business. I've traveled all over the USA. For anywhere from Washington State, Oregon, coming down to obviously California, Utah, and then of course down to the Arkansas. I've been there as well, yeah. But I've moved most of the southern states as well, all the way over from California, all the way over to the far south, and traveling there, doing talks. I used to talk about the health point, of course. That was a big one at the time. And health point was everything to us, because it was so good at giving people relief. And that's, you know, back problems, knee problems, as I said with Joyce. But then we found out eye doctors in the USA, this was in 1995, were using our health point to recover people's eyesight from macular degeneration. And that was quite amazing for us. And so really we've majored on macular degeneration now, because we've got involved with so many supplements. You see, to begin with, I thought you couldn't really cure things. You could give people relief. But then I found that you can cure people, or people can cure themselves. It's a lifestyle thing. And so that's where who I am. That's where I've come from. This is my relationship with the Power Hour, and it's been a long, long relationship and a long time. And I've got lots of friends that have called in over the time, and that reminds me, they tell me I've got to keep giving me the call-in number for when you want to ask a question later. So it's 844-769-2944. I'll repeat, 844-769-2944. You give us a call if you've got any questions, and it will help me to find out what you want to know from me, because I know a lot, but I don't know what you want to know. And so you call me, and that's going to be all the way through the program. I can't say how when I can answer it because the studio will funnel them through to me or patch them through. I have no control over this. All the techies in the studio in the USA control it all, and they'll send me a little message on the board here. Anyway, let's just tell you about what's happening. I'm sure you're interested to know what's happening on COVID in Europe. Well, as far as I'm concerned, you see, COVID is just another infection. It's just another coronavirus, same as all the rest of it, whether it's SARS, SARS-1, SARS-2, whatever they want to call these things. They've got all these clever names. You see, as far as I'm concerned, the pharma medical cartel is a criminal organization. You might think, wait a minute, Robert, you're saying my doctor's part of a criminal organization. I am saying that. They're not wanting to be a part of a criminal organization. They didn't think that that would happen when they went to college or went to medical school to become a doctor. They thought they were really going to cure people, but then they get trapped in the system. Not everybody stays trapped. There's lots of doctors, around the world that I know in the USA. Dr. Jonathan Wright is a hero of mine over at Tacoma Clinic in Washington State. And Dr. Robert O. Young, he's another hero of mine. You know, these are people that I learned a lot from over the years. In the main, doctors are part of the criminal pharma medical cartel. They are out to make huge profits from drugs that keep people addicted to those drugs. When I say addicted, they don't fix your knee. They don't fix your eyesight. They don't fix your lungs. They just keep you alive, barely, and allow them to make huge profits on it. And they bribe the politicians. If you ever look, you can see how much politicians get, because in the USA, it's a great country for openness and all this information's there. How much they bribe doctors with. You can go to on the internet and find a list of all the bribes that they've paid to doctors. You can also go on the internet and see all the criminal fines they've paid to the US government. Yeah. I'm not talking small amounts. I'm talking billions. So that's why I call them a criminal organization. Now, I would say they're actually they're in the middle of, I would say, the crime of the century. But it's bigger than that. I think it's the crime of the millennia, because they have literally bribed all the doctors around the world, all the government employee doctors, all the governments themselves, the prime ministers and the heads of government, to all take part in this coronavirus or COVID-19 scam. And it is a scam, because it doesn't affect children, doesn't affect young people, and it barely affects older people. But they've been publicising numbers which are just crazy. They're just crazy. They're just not true. It's lies on lies on lies. Lockdown. What's a lockdown for? To stop you getting COVID-19. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if young people get it, because it does them no harm unless they're unhealthy. They shouldn't be unhealthy, but they're the people that have made these people unhealthy, because they didn't tell them the truth about everything, about staying healthy, how to stay. They didn't tell them to keep away from this junk food that is poisoning our populations. And so they are even responsible for that. They, the pharma medical cartel. And so there's no need for it all. There's no need for the lockdown. There's no need for masks. And masks, actually, I was just reading a study on PubMed yesterday that it's actually bad for your health as well, wearing a mask. I think hopefully my wife has come home, because the dog seems to be getting upset. In Europe, we are in a worse lockdown state than the USA. I know you've got a few governors in the US and mayors, I should say, particularly, but some governors and mayors who are crazy. The power's gone to their head and they've gone crazy locking people down. ignoring the good doctors that are saying, look, we're just curing this coronavirus when it's easy. You just give them some vitamin C intravenous and some vitamin D intravenous and some zinc and selenium, and they're getting better. But they are deliberately ignoring them. Now, why would they deliberately ignoring them? Well, two reasons. One is they're either being bribed to ignore them by the pharmaceutical industry, or they are part of the crime. They are literally all being paid. This is happening all over Europe. There's only Sweden who is literally not locking its population down, because in the UK, people are being locked down. They keep changing it as well. One minute they'll lock you down, next minute they'll say it's okay. Why would they do that? Because they're trying to control the population. Because it's, I call it a fascist takeover of the world. That's what they're trying to do. And of course we fight them. I blog and tell people, but then I get banned from Facebook. So I'm just in the middle of trying to work out how I can get the message out there, because Facebook has become such a powerful thing. I don't even go on Twitter because I don't like it anyway. But Facebook was very good. I was able to communicate with a lot of people doing a live broadcast once a week. But now it's all going, don't know how we're going to do it. We do need, and this isn't, it is politics, but we do need the person who's going to take the social media, the Facebooks in hand, and stop them banning, because they're not supposed to, according to their terms of reference, they are just a platform for people to post, and they shouldn't legally be able to ban anybody or block anybody. And so let's hope the law is enforced in the USA. It's not going to happen for a couple of weeks now because, well, I don't think it's going to happen. I do see people saying, you know, threaten them with arrest, put them in jail tomorrow if they don't do it. But I don't know whether they really have the power. It would be nice to think they did. But this is who I'm talking about. When I say the pharma medical cartel, it's a criminal organization. They control the drugs all over the world. They control the doctors all over the world. They control the politicians. As I say, in the USA, it's a really open, you know, you can see the bribes they've paid to doctors online. You can see the bribes they've paid to the politicians. But there's nothing you can do about it. You can't, you know, the FDA are a part of the criminal organization, and they will come down heavy on anybody that tries to stop this. You've got the other part of the thing is this Center for Disease Control. That's another part of the criminal organization. And it's all linked to the World Health Organization, which is, it used to be a really good, honest organization, you know, many, many years ago. It started in 1948, I think it was, actually. I was two then. I'm 74 now, and you know, it started then, and it really was good. They made, you know, good declarations, and they were talking about changing people's lives with food and nutrition and giving them vitamins and minerals. But it's all gone now. It's drugs, vaccinations, drugs. That's all we get from them. At the moment, they've backtracked on a few things, and you think, oh, well, that's good. They're saying we don't need to lock down. We don't need to wear masks, whatever. Don't believe them. They're just trying to get on the side, get the public back on the side of them, because the public were really raging against it. Well, the public I know anyway, they were really raging against it. But now it's just stopped. You know, they're trying to get back the public on their side, but it's not going to happen because the public know that they are part of the criminal organization. It's very hard for the average member of the public, unless you really do all the research into this, to think that the whole world is being taken over by, I call it fascism, medical fascism. Really, you know, in fact, I posted a little joke on Facebook the other day. I said, I've just woken up and I thought that, you know, we won the last war, and we'd beaten the fascists. But I've just woken up and the fascists are in control of the world. They're actually controlling everything. And the fascist medical system, which actually connived with Hitler and his henchmen in the concentration camps, instead of them being in the enemy, everybody's saying they're the saviour of the world. It was just a little joke. Some people, my joke's a little bit cryptic, but that's why I'm not a comedian. But anyway, you get the point. I was being sarcastic is the word that, you know, we are literally, after all the young men that went to war in the Second World War and the Korean War and the Vietnam War and all the wars since, and fascism is taking over the world, and we have to do something about it. Well, the Power Hour does something about it, and it, you know, it's great, actually. I think they're very brave because, you know, they're letting it go at the moment, but same for me, you know, over here. I mean, I'd love to come and visit the USA, but I was due to fly out literally in February, and all the flights got banned, and I've not been able to fly out since then because I was, you know, I attend all the big trade shows there. You know, that's where some of the good stuff and go to lectures there from some fabulous doctors. Don't get me wrong on doctors. But I wish they would stop calling themselves the same name as all the criminal doctors, because it's, you know, when you use a word, you say a doctor, you think, you know, I know doctors who are just fabulous, but I also know doctors who are just criminals. So it's very difficult. What have we got? Break? Oh, that means I've been talking for half an hour. Anyway.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
you know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
And we're back. Hi there. This is a section now I want to talk about. I'm going to do three books through my books, and this is a macular degeneration section. So anybody with eyesight problems and want to ask a question, this is a time. I'll just say the number again. It's not in my head. 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Hope you get my accents as well, by the way. I always forget that sometimes people say different pronunciations in the USA. Okay, macular degeneration. I told you before that the health point. Just anybody doesn't know what the health point is, let me just quickly show you what the health point is. Health point is an electronic device which actually locates acupuncture points around the body. And I'm not going to actually do it now, but you just locate acupuncture points around the body and then treat those points with an electrical microcurrent stimulation. This is microcurrent, not millicurrent, the same as those TENS devices. This is a tiny current into the acupuncture points, stimulating the body's healing system connected to those particular points. Now, the eyes are quite easy because they're just around the eye there. But if you were treating a tennis elbow, it's actually on the elbow like that and one there. There's a, you know, everything's in the book and the manual there. And the Power Hour's solar health point literally since, as I say, before 9/11. How long ago is that? I don't know. But it's a long time ago anyway. And you know, it's been a lovely journey with the Power Hour. And I'm really, really happy to see them carrying on with it all. Anyway, that's health point, and that's just part of it. But it also, there's nutrients that you need. There's three parts to any plan. The first part is to stop eating foods, factory-made foods, processed foods that are not fit for human health. And I'm just going to do this little rhyme now. And it means when you have a health problem that, such as heart disease, lung disease, or macular degeneration, you need to cut out bread, pastry, biscuits, breakfast cereals, rice, white rice, potatoes, and pasta. That's wheat pasta. I know you can get pasta made out of pulses, which is fine, but it really is important. You might say, well, bread, everybody's eaten bread since time began. They have, but it was sprouted bread many, many years ago, 1,000 years ago, whatever, or even 500 years ago before they started milling it and not sprouting it, because you couldn't eat it without it being sprouted. But of course, then the millers came on the scene and they, of course, started selling grains. Grains and cereals are not really good food. It's not good food for animals. Chickens fed on grains and cereals don't live as long as chickens fed on grass. You know, that's pasture raised. Same with cows. They don't live as long if they were fed on good pasture. And that's the difference. So we don't live as long, and we certainly don't live as healthy as we do. So the very first thing is that it's called a keto diet, K-E-T-O. I know it sounds a bit fashion of the moment. It's a flavor of the moment. It's not. It really is the best food that you can ever eat. And if you have a really serious problem, if your life is at risk from heart disease, lung disease, or even cancer, you cannot beat a keto diet. In fact, I actually recommend you go on a fast for 2 days, just on water and bicarbonate of soda in your water for 2 days, then go on a 14-day green juice diet. Nothing else at all. Nothing else past your lips. Because when you do this, your body goes into an absolute massive regenerative power. It becomes a powerhouse of regeneration and fighting your immune system. See, your immune system, when you eat carbs and sugar, well, carbs is sugar actually as well, it poisons the immune system and so makes it much more difficult for your immune system to deal with things in the body. The minute you have not even a speck of sugar in your diet, which you have when you have a green juice diet, your body, then your immune system comes out fighting, can really, really start to regenerate the body. So that's what you don't eat. Carbs, you know, bread, pasta, biscuits, breakfast cereals, right? You know, just eat just good stuff. It's all in my books, actually. And I have a website. So you don't have to remember anything. I have a website called reallyhealthyfoods.com. Reallyhealthyfoods.com. And I have hundreds of recipes there, all keto as well. So you just go there. Okay. What do you eat then? Well, you eat green vegetables and green salad stuff. They are the most nutritious food for the whole body. Really, really are. Nuts and seeds are also good. That's tree nuts, not ground nuts. my dog back in the background as well, giving me advice. You need to be eating, so that's, sorry, but carbs, sugar, eating lots of greens. Now, how can you eat lots of greens? You know, what can you have for breakfast? Have a green smoothie. You know, there's so many different ways. Avocado, some cucumber, some celery, some kale, you know, whatever in there. You don't like it? Learn to like it, you know. You're not five anymore, you know. That's the deal. You know, you do what you've got to do. And it's like when you go to war, you don't like war, but you do what you've got to do when you're going to war against unhealthiness in your body. And so you do what you've got to do. Tell you what you need to be eating there. And you can eat pulses and fish. Fish is really good, but it's got to be wild caught fish, not farm fish. And don't listen to them when they say, but this is from the Scottish Highlands and it's wonderful sea there. No, anything that's farmed, they have to douse the fish with chemicals to keep the worms and other things at bay. And also they feed them grains and cereals. Wait a minute. I'm telling you not to eat grains and cereals, and they feed them to the salmon. So, you know, it's got to be wild caught. And the same with meat. The meat should be from pasture raised beef and lamb, whatever you eat. you know, as natural as possible. Go back to nature, and you, even if you haven't got any particular health problem, because I didn't have a health problem. Well, actually, I had a few, but they were not life-threatening when I first started on this. But now at 74, I have nothing wrong. I can do cartwheels. I can, well, because I exercise, of course. But you know what I mean? It's just, there's just nothing wrong with me whatsoever. And there should be, because, you know, my parents died young and I was on that trajectory. But luckily, I was 40 and I pulled back at the last minute. Well, not at the last minute, but you know what I mean? I got plenty of notice to pull back. So you need to pull back yourselves. So we know what we shouldn't eat. We know what we should eat. However, no matter what you eat, even if it's organic food, it is not, hasn't got all the nutrition in it that you're supposed to have. It's just a fact of life. Because when you have, a farmer has a field and they grow whatever they grow, and they cut, take the produce away and take it to market, and then they plant some more seed there. There's only a certain amount of minerals in that soil, whether it's selenium, critical, zinc, whether it's magnesium, any of the minerals, the 80 minerals that we should have in our body, they only finite in the soil. And magnesium, which is an example, which I'm going to talk about, in the last 50 years, it's reduced by 60% in the soil. Because when you go to the USD, United States Department of Agriculture website to see what, how much minerals are in your food, they're basing it on something measured 60 years ago. They don't measure it every year just to check that it's all still there. And so magnesium has halved in the last 60 years. That's because it's always been getting less and less over centuries. But of course, in the last 60 years, 50 years, it's really gone down by a huge amount. So you do need to supplement. Everybody needs to supplement. No, seriously, everybody needs to supplement. Now, every day I get people saying to me, you know, they send me emails, letters. Robert, I've just looked at your plan, but I can't afford those supplements that you said. I said, okay, then this is what you do. You still, you've got to change your diet. You cannot eat the carbs and sugar because that's going to kill you, or certainly make you wish you were dead. But the only way you can get the minerals is two sources. One is seaweed, and I'm talking about kale and kelp kelp and kombu. And the other way is rock salt, that dirty rock salt that they take and spread on the roads. That rock salt is still full of all the minerals, whereas the pure white crystal salt, is all the minerals have been washed out. You've just got sodium left and a few other things there. So if life is difficult for you, still eat, you know, in fact, grow your own vegetables, get some... You know, go and get some trays and some soil and put them in, you know, beg, borrow trays, put them in, put them on your windowsills and grow your own greens, actually. But you've got to do that. Buy a big bag of brown rice and make yourself rice and vegetables, you know. But you've got to think how to do this. It's easy if you buy supplements. You know, and I have a whole range of supplements. You can't see them there on my shelf anyway. But just so you know. No, these are supplements. And if you can afford them, then it's great because it's convenient. But if you can't, I'm not saying, well, go away and, you know, don't bother me again. That doesn't work because that's not the business I'm in. I'm in the business, like the power of helping people, of bringing the information. And so, as I say, rock salt and seaweed. You can buy seaweed really cheap. You can buy it as a powder form. They sell it to farmers for feeding their horses and horticulturists that, you know, want to have really big vegetables. They put seaweed into the soil because it's full of nutrition. All the minerals that used to be on the land has gone, been washed slowly over the centuries to the sea. The, you've seen pictures of the Middle East, you know, deserts and all the rest of it. Actually, you know, that used to be an absolute Garden of Eden, that whole area. But for thousands of years, they farmed and farmed and farmed it. And then they cut down all the trees. Sorry, you know, to begin with, there was lots of trees there. And then they cut down all the trees because they wanted to run sheep over. It was so profitable. But eventually, the minerals gave out and it just turned to desert dust. That's a fact of life. We do have a solution for this. And one day farmers will take it on board that you can do it with hydroponics. And hydroponics is catching on in a big way in the USA. You know, you go on the internet and search, but it's catching on very fast, where you use a tiny amount of water, but you use super seaweed fertilizer to grow them under LED lighting. And you don't even need to be in fields. In fact, they can plant trees again, actually, and turn all the trees, the fields back to trees like it was, while there's still a chance where there's still some nutrition there. So you can still do this. So, that's, you know, just in case you're going to ring up and just tell us on the calls, you know, I can't afford them. I understand. I really do understand because I meet people. I've helped all sorts of people. I helped a guy an engineer in Pakistan once. He had lung disease and he couldn't get a job in the Middle East. And he really, you know, he was stuck because there was no jobs for engineers in Pakistan where he lived in a small town. And so I sent him my book by email. It's they're all downloadable emails, my books. And he said, I just cannot afford it. That's why I'm leaving my family to go to the Middle East to earn money. So I said, well, look, I'll cut you a deal. You promise me faithfully that you will stick to the diet that I tell you, and I'll send you some bottles of seropeptase formulation, seroenzyme formulation. And anyway, I sent them to him. Cut a long story short, 3-4 months later, he sent me his new X-ray scans. His lungs were all clear, and he was able to go and get a job. So just one thing he managed to do it with, but he had to do the diet. And I made him promise, literally, on everything I could make him promise on, because so many people find it difficult to change their diet. And it's not fair, you know, for themselves, you know, so... That's my wife coming in, I hope, or burglars, so I can close the door now. There we go. Yeah. She's been out without my daughter. Okay, so I've got to keep on track, actually, because I've no notes here. I can easily go on. So we're on macular degeneration now. So the two things... you need lutein and zeaxanthin. I'm pretty sure they've got this. You know, we have something called MaxiFocus, but I'm sure they've got it on the power. If not, just ask them to get it in, and I'll make sure it's sent to them. MaxiFocus, lutein and zeaxanthin are the two critical nutrients you need for the macula, and they're only found in leafy green vegetables. Leafy green vegetables. So if you're not eating rocks of leafy green vegetables, then you're not getting zeaxanthin and lutein in your eyes and literally keeping the macula regenerated at the back. The macula is a part of the eye where light comes in and hits the back of the eye, and it works for colour and everything. But it's also the central vision. So people with macular degeneration notice that they can't see their central vision so well. They can see sort of out of the corner of the eye, but slowly it gets worse and worse and worse. And it's gone. And so, in fact, I don't know whether you, I don't know your age group actually, so I'm blind to the, to who I'm talking to, but you had a famous golfer called Sam Snead. He was world champion golfer. I don't know. 20, 30 years ago. And he lost his central vision from macular degeneration. And the use, it wasn't my device, but it my health point, but it was another device, microcurrent stimulation on the acupuncture points and leucine and zeaxanthin, and got his eyesight back and could carry on playing championship golf again for a while. This was when he was quite old as well, relatively, you know what I mean, for a golfer. It doesn't, you know, age is nothing to do with it. You know, I have a lady who's a watercolour artist, a famous watercolour artist in the Lake District in the UK. And, you know, she's online. She's got a huge following online. And she was using the plan for, I think it was just 2 weeks. And she rung to say, already I'm getting my eyesight back. Is that possible? I say, yeah, it's that possible. But you have to follow the plan. She's not following the whole plan, I have to say. She's just doing the lutein and zeaxanthin and the health point on the points, which for a lot of people is quite good. But I don't want you just to be quite good. I want you to be super healthy. Because, you know what I mean? It's just worth it, isn't it? You know, so you can live a good life and, you know, see if your children and grandchildren, and if you've got them, you know, I've got 8 grandchildren. we have got 8 grandchildren. You know, we want everybody to have a good life, and we want to be there, you know, because our grandchildren go from 18 months up to 25 years of age. So we've got a good spread of them. Unfortunately, our 2 youngest grandchildren are in Australia, and they've got crazy maniac prime ministers in Australia that just lock down everything and won't allow anybody out or into the country. Yeah, I know you always thought Australia was a really advanced, you know, really great society. Well, you know, same as New Zealand. You know, they've got a crazy prime minister that, you know, has just either believes everything the pharma cartel is saying, or they are being paid by them. One of the two. I don't know why they would be so crazy. But if you go online and see some of the terrible things, you know, you see videos. There was a pregnant lady grabbed from her home and put in handcuffs, well pregnant, because she posted on Facebook that she didn't believe in the coronavirus. So they sent police round and arrested her just for saying that, for spreading whatever they said. Anyway, great, crazy place. Back to macular degeneration, because as I say, I can go off. I can go off very, very quickly and easily. So those are the two things. Obviously, you can do everything else that you need to do, get your you know, life in order. Because one of the reasons why people get macular degeneration as they get older is not because they're getting old. And that's, you see, that's a fallacy with the doctors spread. Oh, well, what do you think at your age? You know, we become unhealthy because we have, for a longer period, not looked after ourselves. So it's all down to looking after. If you look after yourself, then everything's fine. If you don't look after yourself, you'll start to fall apart slowly. You know, here, there, everywhere, whether it's heart, lungs, eyes, joints, whatever. And so that's the thing. And I'm stood up now. You could probably see me bobbing around because I haven't sat down working at my, this is my computer here. I haven't sat down for 20 years. And the reason I'm not sat down, not because I can't afford a chair, I really can't afford a chair. But 20 years ago, I read a study, and there's been lots of studies done since then, that people that sit down for 3 hours or less, compared to people that sit down for 8 hours or more, have a 40% greater chance of living longer. I've said it right. So I don't sit down for 3 hours a day. I have a 40% greater chance of living much longer than a person that sits down for 8 hours. Sitting down is the new smoking. It really, really is bad for you. Because there's two things. One is your body's not circulating and getting blood and oxygen around everywhere when you sat down. But you can't breathe properly because your stomach, where you should be breathing from, the diaphragm, of course, is you know, curled round, so it can't really breathe properly. Oh yeah, well, sorry. I was going to say, what's that going to do with macular degeneration? Well, in my book, I do tell you that oxygen is everything, because oxygen is the prime source of health. Every cell in the body that regenerates, it uses oxygen as the fuel. Every single cell. So if you're not breathing properly, if you're not circulating the blood around your body to every extremity. So that's why you should do what a lot of Americans don't do, and I'm telling you off here. You don't walk 3 to 5 miles every day. Walk yes, every day. 3 to 5 miles every day. You don't have to walk it to, you know, you can do 1.5 in the morning and 1.5 in the afternoon or evening, whatever. And if it's too hot, then go in a mall. If it's too cold, go in a mall, whatever. But you need to walk, and walk fast. Walk fast, live longer. Walk slow, live shorter. It's as simple as that. But you should really do proper exercise as well. I'm talking, you know, get some, if you can't afford weights, remember I'm always saying, you know, another half hour's gone and I've only got 1 hour left now. Okay. So the adverts are coming on, guys.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.